Think of that joint right there. Yo, I'm telling you, y'all not fucking with my Cadillac, man. I got the chrome on it and I got the wood grain. I'm telling you, this is my baby right here. It gets no better than this right here. I got the hottest car on the block, period. I'm telling you, you're not fucking with it.
Bring it on, baby.
Be careful what you love and what you say you love. I'll tell you all a little story. About falling in love with material things. It's real life. Hey yo, we all infatuated with material things. It could be our rims, car, stereo, and rings. As superior as it may seem, it's pointless how you cherish objects that hold no value. Life is something larger than what a store could sell. I know it all too well. I got a story to tell about a brother named Kamal. He was 20-something years young. The speakers in his car could pierce your eardrums. Kamal had a nice little Cadillac to build. He'd ride down the block to let cats look at the wheels. He fell in love with his car, and niggas noticed it. Joke with him, said he sprayed armor or more. More than deodorant. He just laughed and told him that the shit can't faze me. The jump back in his lap, which he nicknamed his baby. Kamal had a wife and two beautiful C's, but why he loved this car so much was ludicrous to me.
It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. And it was just his turn. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. But now he's stress concerned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned.
Kamal had a wife and two beautiful seeds, but why he loved this whip so much was ludicrous to me. His wife bitched at him every day, but he couldn't see it though. She said he loved this vehicle more than his 3-year-old. Sometimes I believed it when his family was getting it. He'd make them all take off their shoes just to sit in it. And nobody, including his wife, he had a set of keys. Don't ask him to drive, this brother used to get extreme. I mean, every last dime he put into his baby, gave him more attention than he gave to his lady. He never changed, every day the same thing went on. Hooking up a car, he couldn't half make the payments on with grains, TVs, and 20-inch chrome. But his life made a turn that one day he went home. It was around 6 o'clock on a hot summer Friday. He saw his kids playing as he pulled up in the driveway.
It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. And it was just his turn. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. But now he's stress concerned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned.
It was around 6 o'clock on a hot summer Friday. He saw his kids playing as he pulled up in the driveway. Kamal had somewhere to go, so he left his keys in it. Just to grab his gym bag, it wouldn't take 3 minutes. So he left the car running in front of his house. Talking to his spouse, he was laughing and running his mouth. They carried on while the children played in the driveway. Then they heard a loud scream from outside. See, what happened was the oldest son jumped behind the wheel of his Cadillac DeVille while the 3-year-old was still in the driveway. And somehow put the car in reverse and backed up over the body of his little brother first, and the pressure from the car killed Kamal's son as soon as it touched. Is this the same fucking car that he loves so much? I know it sounds sad and crazy in the end, but he'll never call that car his baby again.
It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. And it was just his turn. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. But now he's stress concerned. It's just a lesson learned. It's just a lesson learned. Even the best get burned, it was just his turn.